Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole chairs the Rules Committee. He said the Democratic-led first impeachment of then-President Trump in 2019 for pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to provide dirt on his likely election opponent Joe Biden set the ball rolling on this tit-for-tat impeachment proceeding.
What the then majority Democrats did in 2019 is now a precedent of the House of Representatives. Having created this procedure in 2019, it's appropriate that we follow it in 2023.
Rules Committee Democratic Ranking Member Jim McGovern of Massachusetts says the difference between this impeachment inquiry and the one against Trump in 2019 is that there was actually evidence that former President Trump abused his office. Not so this time around.
Not a single witness, not a shred of evidence that says Joe Biden did anything wrong. Every single Republican allegation has been debunked and discredited and disproven. Their own legal experts say there's not enough evidence to impeach.
According to the Constitution, the House can impeach a president and he can be removed from office with a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas is a staunch supporter of former President Trump. He said the House is justified in looking into the possibility that, while serving as vice president, President Biden was involved in his son Hunter's business dealings.
The question before us, I think, is whether President Biden used his office for his personal gain or his family's gain, whether there was influence peddling involved, whether there was international dollars flowing to the president as vice president or as private sector, private citizen after leaving the office of the vice presidency. And we have an obligation to follow those dollars.
But Democrats were quick to point out that after a year of looking, Republicans haven't found any evidence that Joe Biden was directly involved in any of his son's business dealings or took any action that may have benefited him while serving as vice president or as president. Teresa Ledger Fernandez is a New Mexico Democrat. She said much of what Republicans claim as evidence would have happened before Biden was president.
The Republicans' own witnesses have testified that in order to pursue an impeachment against a sitting president, you have to identify wrongdoing by the president during his presidency. I quote, "The relevant office for impeachment should remain the presidency, not the vice presidency of Joe Biden." That's Jonathan Turley. That is your expert.
Republicans on the Rules Committee also voted on Tuesday against a Democratic amendment to add the words open and transparent to their impeachment process. The impeachment rules, as currently written, also do not include a single public hearing. Republicans have also insisted that Hunter Biden appear for a private deposition and threatened to hold him in contempt if he continued to insist on a public hearing. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.